The Lord be your strength and inspiration, family, and may He keep you steadfast in prayer. Jesus began, "Today there's a great deal of chaos going on in the world. Thank you for curbing your appetite for news. If you need to know it, I will tell you, but I prefer you turn a blind eye." And He's been dealing with us about that for a while. He likes to give us the things to pray for, not for us to go curiosity-seeking to see what all's going on. But Lord, I feel so handicapped in prayer without the news. He replied, "It's just as well. I do not want you thrown into fear." "I understand. What's on your heart, precious Lord?" "Your need for prayer. Keeping you in prayer is a mighty work, worthy of God alone. This is the very heart of Satan's plot against you and the community. Keep them out of prayer." Wow, and I would guess for the whole world, the same kind of thing is going on. "Lord, I don't want to be this way." And what I'm talking about here is constantly being distracted, dropping prayer and doing something else and then coming back to it and then being distracted again. And it's been terrible. He continued, "I know, so I'm going to help you. Stay in prayer until I release you. Let every other concern pass you by. Stay in prayer. This is so absolutely essential to you and to me. I cannot speak freely with you, nor guide and direct you without your commitment to prayer." And guys, I've never had this problem before. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I've never had it this bad. Prayer is always the first thing that came in the daytime until I really could touch the hem of His garment, and then I would feel the release. But lately, with the community and the busyness of running a community, it's a lot more complicated than it was when I was alone. I asked the Lord, "What about going down to Pinasco?" He said, "After prayer." And I said, "What about music?" "After prayer. All things after prayer. This is your mainstay, and you mustn't allow Satan to continue knocking you out. He knows precisely what he is doing and what effect it will have on you and the community." "I'm truly sorry, Lord. Somehow I just don't get it." I am dense, guys. If you didn't know that before, you're going to find out now. Jesus continued, "That's why I am speaking to you directly. You cannot afford to be out of prayer, especially right now when many things are being planned against you. I am serious, beloved. They are planning a campaign against you and every individual here in the community. But again, they will not succeed if you are prayed up and loving." Why do they even try, Lord? Because they think you'll let your guard down and not pray or be prepared. That's why you've been so scattered. But I am here to warn you and help you stay grounded. Thank you, Lord. "What else can I do with my little princess?" he said. "I know what you are up against. You do not. That is why I'm calling you into substantial prayer. If you obey, they will not succeed. Also, pray for them. Lord, please help my enemies to want your goodness." He pulled me close to himself and said, "Just rest here. Stay here. There is so much I want to impart to you. So much. There's healing to be done as well. That's why I want you to stay right here on my heart." Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm so glad you're confirming that. I am. Really? Really. Stay here on my heart. you will learn and understand all things when you stay in my heart. That was the end of his message.